KJ's Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. And joining us, State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing good. Doing good. Well, you've been a busy man over the last 2 weeks or so. You've been making a lot of stops in the area, haven't you?
It has been a busy 2 weeks, and I think it will continue to be busy for a little bit longer. And so, yeah, you know, I'd like to start out and just give a big shout out to the Curry family and the congratulations to them. Yeah. My wife and I stopped by the farm on Sunday for their open house to recognize them for 150 years as a family farm. Within the community. A great turnout by the community, and we went and toured the farm again and saw the cows and the process and the feeding and just the amount of effort it takes to prepare for feed and how they go about that. It was amazing and did a wonderful, wonderful job. The cakes looked amazing as well. So a great opportunity to celebrate a huge accomplishment for the Curry family. And then Friday, I was meeting with the township supervisors, had a meeting, and met with them regarding assessor's bills and some other bills, and just gave a legislative update. And then on Thursday last week, pennant update regarding the drawdown of the lakes, Wixom, Sanford, Secord Lakes, and where we're going with the dams, and just had received an update on that. And so that was interesting, certainly proposes some challenges for us, but we want to make sure at the minimum we get the lake levels up by April of next year at the latest. So we're definitely full force on making sure we're working on that. And then also on Thursday, I had a great opportunity to go to a new place in Midland called the Whiting Forest. They had the grand opening, and they have this huge walkway that's up in the trees with some things that may put you a little, you know, it puts you up in the trees about 30, 40 feet. It was amazing in the structure. But to see the Whiting Forest from a new perspective and to have the chance to just enjoy and get out and do the walks within it, I think even coming up, they will be attaching that to the Dow Garden. So,
oh, okay.
Huge, great event. I think the official opening was on Sunday to the public. So if you have a chance to get over there, especially with the fall colors going, make sure you stop over and see that as well. And then was Wednesday. I'm losing track of my days, but... spent some time in Lansing, then made my way over to Standish for the Chamber of Commerce after business hours, where we had a bunch of business owners come in and just talk about how things were going and where we were going and just starting to get together. So I thought that was an amazing event as well. And then jumping back with yesterday, I think it was, two days ago now, the 9th, was very disappointed to hear again, 73rd herd that has been found with TB was announced up in Alcona County, and so they've not announced the names, but they are having some public hearing dates Monday, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Elmer Township Hall, and then Thursday, November 1st at 7 p.m. at Hillman Community Center to give updates and what's going on. It's one of those frustrating things. Is I think 23 years we've now in the north been dealing with TB, and I'm really pushing on DNR and Department of Agriculture. They really need to reevaluate the system. I know that they've gone through that recently, but I'm certain that I'm not as frustrated as the farmers and those within the region with what's going on. But I think we really need to take a look at that. And then if I can, real quick, there's three proposals that you're going to face on the ballot. And I did do a mailer that was completely bipartisan and sort of just told you what was going on with the proposals. But if I might inject my personal opinion, I'm voting no on all three. The marijuana and recreational marijuana is, I think, very poorly constructed. We've worked for 10 years on the medical marijuana and gave local communities that opportunity. Proposal one will tell you that it does give locals, but it's an opt-out instead of an opt-in, whereas is what we've done with the medical marijuana has made it opt-in. But take a look at Proposal 1 with recreational marijuana. And then Proposal 2 and Proposal 3 are both constitutional amendments. And I'm always very leery about amending our Constitution. I think that takes a lot of consideration. And I hope people will dive into Proposal 2 and Proposal 3. On Proposal 2, it proposes to make a 13-panel board that's appointed by a partisan person, the Secretary of State, and it leaves it to them to draw maps for redistricting. And I would just humbly say, I think that trying to get 77 votes, 56 elected officials who have been elected to represent the people out of 110, 20 out of 38 state senators, again, being elected by the people, and one governor willing to sign a bill to determine the redistricting lines is a much higher standard than moving it to a 13 commission. And so I would say that I do not support Proposal 2 in its form today. And then Proposal 3, again, is a constitutional amendment. And 9 of the 10 things in there are actually already laws and are already being practiced. So it makes it sound really, really good. But the 10th one that I would say that does pose concern to me is same-day registration and voting. I think that poses a substantial problem with making sure we have integrity with that system. And so I will be voting no on all three proposals. And I would ask the people to do their due diligence and learn about the proposals. But that's just a real quick update on those. And I'm happy to talk with others or find locations for them to reach out to do more investigation on those proposals if they'd like.
All right. Well, Jim, if they want to do that, reach out to you. How do they go about doing that, my friend?
Well, it's 855-347-8036 is my office number. And my office is not permitted to talk about it, but they can pass the message to me, and I am permitted to talk about it. Again, 855-347-8036 or Senator Jim Stamos, Senator J. Stamos at SenateMichigan.gov, or the easier website is www.SenatorJimStamos.com. SenatorJimStamos.com.
They'll find you somehow, that's for sure. Well, Jim, we'll find you, I'm sure, out and about. Enjoy the rest of your October, and we will catch up with you again in a couple of weeks. But again, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a wonderful day.